CliffCentral.com.
So this is the Gas Comedy Podcast. Whatever you've heard, it's not true.
Prior.
We were going to take over. We took over the main guy's show today.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have two shows in one day.
And also, Felice has discovered that we really like that song. The reason why I'm playing it a lot is to learn the words. Because Eric knows the words to rap songs. There we go. So it's the Gas Comedy Podcast. It's 9 o'clock on Friday. We're trying to not tell you what the time is because we want you to subscribe to the show on different formats and just listen to it.
iTunes,
it is. What is the Gas Comedy Podcast about, Eric?
The Gas Comedy Podcast is about everything to do with comedy. Not necessarily comedy related, but anything.
And does it have to be funny every time?
It doesn't have. But funny happens, man. Like you can try your best in life. Everywhere you go, somebody will speak to you and they will try and make you feel comfortable by making you laugh. It's a universal currency, man.
Except I got into trouble for making a joke on Twitter.
What is the joke you made on Twitter?
No, a lady said, how do I talk to my kids about cremation? And I said, it's a hot topic. And she said, asshole, you need to brush up your act. I'm like, I don't use that joke in my act.
You see?
I just was saying.
That was spontaneous. You got that one off the cuff. You are welcome.
No, you are welcome. But now I'm being blocked and being hated on by the people. So
that's
comedy, as you said, now is not always.
No, but that's
accepted.
What I'm saying. People will always try and negotiate.
Does comedy help if you had a person die recently?
No, not recently. But a year ago today, my grand passed away. So
a year ago today?
No, not a year ago today. I lied. Oh, shit.
It's a year-ish.
At the end of the month, it was a year ago. So what happened was everyone came to our house, like, because that's what happens in the color community.
Look, Irish everyone, as well. They all get drunk.
Everyone comes to the house, like, to their condolences
and they bring food.
And stuff. They bring food.
That's
they bring
a Jewish
whatever.
Thing as well.
And then they, like, sit and cry because they're like, oh my God,
I can't believe a really old person died.
Because I didn't know how to deal with it, I was like, I did cry a bit, but then afterwards I was like, wait, this is a business opportunity. So I started selling tissues. People were laughing.
Oh, you started selling tissues?
Yeah,
like literally.
Yeah, people started.
You made
laughing.
Money.
I promise you, yeah. I made like $5.
But that's cool because
$5,
Eric,
but then
took,
I had to give
you
it
took
back
the grief
and
brought
it,
in some comedy.
Made it in the comedy happen.
Okay, well that's important.
Yeah, yeah.
So important. Then it is true. Because I mean this lady was very upset with me, like, because it was her dog that died. Yours is your grand.
She's a white woman.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you see.
But I was upset because I thought In my family, people, they know me. I've stood up at a funeral and someone said, does anyone want to talk? And I went and spoke about the guy that had died as my friend.
And
everyone's funeral said, thank you so much for doing that, because we all needed that breaking point where we're going, we've grieved, the guy's dead, and you came up there and you spoke about him almost like he was still alive.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
we found out things we didn't know.
Yeah.
Because there are things you do with your friends that your mom doesn't know about.
Yeah.
So at your funeral, I'm going to say the things.
Yes, please come through and do the things. No, really, like, I don't know, man, it's the tension breaking. And it's also the comedic relief, like, we hear about in movies. Like, you know when shit mounts to a point where you're going, yo, something's going to happen, and then one of the characters does something stupid. Like, that's basically my life. My life is based on that moment of stupidity.
Let's do a review. Tell it, what was your highlights of the interview with Gareth Cliff?
Highlights of the interview? I got to speak a bit without many interruptions. No, I'm kidding. No, man, it was cool. Like, being able to speak and listen.
Do you enjoy coming in here on a Friday?
Fuck, man, I love it. It's my favorite part of my Friday.
Are you being serious?
Actually,
you're not joking.
I promise you. I promise.
Because we don't get paid to do this.
We don't. But it's, I mean, I don't mind.
But why do you come in? Because you very, when I phone you on a Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night.
Yeah, I phone you on a Thursday night. We have our pre-production meeting.
Yes.
We have our, you know, the pre-production meeting.
Yeah,
11
yeah.
o'clock on Thursday night.
Yeah.
I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I played strip golf. How bored am I?
I'm sitting at the Goliath Comedy Club watching comedy.
Were you working last night?
Yeah.
Who's
on
this? Who's on?
Garvin Goldstone, Mark Lottering, Gavin Kelly, Daryl Williams, and Donovan Goliath hosting. Yeah. So I'm normally at work when you phoned me for this pre-production meeting. Going. Dave,
and then you probably put it on speakerphone. You go, Dave phoning me about for me tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm like, this guy, you had the whole week and you are phoning me on a Thursday. The fudge cake. No, I'm kidding. No, man, it's the best thing of my Friday, man. Like, I enjoy this.
That's my next question. If you enjoy it so much, it's the best thing on Friday, you know it's coming. What is your contribution? What do I have to do?
What do you mean, what do I have to do?
Do you ask yourself,
personally,
what can I do to make the show better?
Well, what I do is on a Thursday, I give you an idea. And the idea I give you is
you
normally
give me
what
an
I,
idea.
No, I give, like, you normally go, I don't know what we're talking about. Then I'm like, okay, cool, I'm going to try something. And then in my mind, I'm just going, yes, I'm gonna try and focus what I want to say about this and make stories about what I told you the day before. So like you showing me that video of that dog now.
With one leg missing.
Yeah.
He's got no back legs.
Actually,
he just crawls along. His name's Cigarette. To take him out for a drag. Shame, man. This dog is working hard to learn to run and his family is so proud.
That's fucking funny.
Nobody has. God. It's so cute.
Ah, that's hilarious. Name the
so what can you do to improve the show? Do you think we should prepare? Because I spoke to guys now and they said, no, man, they like the chaos. Then
our WhatsApp,
give out
line,
the WhatsApp line.
079-748-2090.
Wow, what's that WhatsApp
messages.
Line again?
079-748-2090.
And what do you think we must do with that line? Must we interact with the people when they do?
Yes.
Can we say that they
them.
Must
let's
put their names?
Yeah, yeah. Get them to ask us questions if they,
but
if they feel like
put
it.
Put your
ask
name so
yes.
that makes it
yeah,
more
yeah,
personal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please. Okay. There's one, that one guy on Twitter that's forever asking us things. Your favorite
Fafisms.
Friend. Fafisms.
You know, he said, I'm in Joburg next week. Can I be on the show?
Bring
like, where else in the world can you be on Twitter? You can't phone 5FM and go, listen, I'm in Auckland Park.
I'm driving
past the SABC building. Can I be on your show?
I'm in reception. Can I come in there, please? Just for 5 minutes.
But now this guy's going to be on our show next
week. No, let him come through, cool. man.
That's the other thing. I want to get, it's a fan's perspective. And you may notice that our main fan is missing today.
Brandon
McKay is not here. He's having his teeth extracted.
Holy shit.
Putting in gold. He wants gold.
Oh, he wants to be colored. I see this.
You know what? I don't know. If you don't make an excuse for coming to work, I'll make one up for you. He's having his
Why
penis,
is Dave not here?
His penis shortened.
That's hilarious.
I don't
Dave.
Know why he's not here. It's Friday. You know what we want?
Midgets.
We want we want you to enjoy the show, and we're going to get a fan's perspective, so I think it may be nice to have a fan. And
yeah.
then later on, we're going to phone a comedian.
Okay.
Who should we phone?
Yo, let's phone...
Who was on at Goliath last?
Mark Lottering. Mark Lottering was on last night. Yeah, if you have his number, you can phone Mark.
Oh, God.
Do you have Mark Lottering's number?
Why would I have Mark?
Or Garvin Goldstone, even. Yeah.
Was Mark really on?
Yeah, he was on.
Okay. All right.
Something, I can't say it annoyed me, but it's something he did that no other comic does at the Goliath Comedy Club. He performed against the curtain. Like, he was standing really far back.
Okay.
So he was under those blue lights at the back of the stage. And it was weird, man. Cause, like,
so a colored guy under blue lights kind of looked purple.
No. So, like, stage, and then it stepped forward doing a gag, but then it automatically, like, I don't even know if it's, like, in sync with his brain. It just revert to standing under the blue lights every single time. Look, it was fun.
You think someone told him, like, please stand there?
No, I think, but he does that. I watched him at the, what you call it? What theater is this? The Pit, is it the Peter Tief Theatre?
Peter Turin.
There we go. That guy. Peter Tief also.
I like
yeah.
the fact that Peter Turin is a
Peter
theatrical
Turin.
Impresario.
Yeah.
And we just called him Peter Tief.
Yeah,
who
Peter
was a
Tief.
Lovely, great Czech hero.
Aware. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I saw him at that theatre in Monte Cassino.
Can you be a great Czech hero, though?
Yeah, you can't.
Because you know, after the Great Czech, you know they had the Great Czech Awards?
Yeah, yeah.
But you had to register. You had to pay 1,000 shillings.
An ox.
And yeah, then you could register for the Great Czech Awards. And then other Great Czechers would vote for you.
Yeah.
And then Peter Tief won.
Who pulled the best
wagon.
There we go.
That's how it was in the day.
No, but when I saw him at what you call it, he did perform fairly far back on
stage. But he is funny.
He's hilarious.
And he has a host.
Ooh.
Was he hosting?
No. Donovan hosted.
Mark Lottering is an incredible comedy host. The audience are complete on the back foot. They don't know what to do because he's so charming.
Yeah, yeah.
And hecklers are just... He goes and hugs them. He says, my friend, just be cool. We all here. We all like
that.
And then they don't know what to do. There's no... And he gets everyone quiet and he's charming. And he's just loving.
So diffusing.
So must we interact with these people that WhatsApp us? Please remember,
please.
We can't... WhatsApp calls don't work.
WhatsApp calls don't work. Messages... Only.
Messages only. And give us your name so we can actually talk to you.
Yeah, then
I might phone you.
Yeah, he might even phone you.
There you go.
That's how nice we are.
No. But then you've got my number on your phone and then I'm going to need a rest. That's a bit stupid, eh?
Unless you put it onto like private calling. Then you
I have,
be fine.
This is the time of the show now where we read out random SMSs. Hi, David. FNB rewarded you with 7,000 e-bucks for December.
3 comedy interactions. Oh, shit. I've got a tweet from somebody. Wait. Oh no, that was you tweeting this thing with me.
Is it?
My face looks so weird in this picture. It's like you don't like me, Dave.
You know that your face doesn't look weird in the picture?
It just normally looks weird.
That's how your face looks.
Thank you. that's hilarious. So, What's been happening in terms of comedy? Have you been performing much?
Here's what happened. I went to Sun City.
How was that gig? Now we can talk about it because we both did this gig.
Did you do the Sun City gig?
I did the Sun City gig.
What I don't like is, and I liked the gig, the people were very keen. The place itself, they didn't have a poster outside that said comedy here with the arrow. Just a board that just says comedy tonight, 9
they
o'clock.
Didn't. It's inside.
The guys that spoke to me, and this wasn't one person, this was about... It was weird. There were 10 different people. So I stayed at the bar afterwards, chatting. Liverpool was playing, so I was watching. They're playing Middlesbrough or something. It was horrible. And then every person that spoke to me said, I did not know there was a comedy club at Sun City. If I knew, there's 10 people staying with us at the cabanas. We at the timeshare. The argument there is that I'm getting paid anyway.
Right.
So why have more people? But comedians love a fuller house.
Yeah. Full house is always the best.
You hate those first 3 rows of empty chairs.
Yeah.
And the guy said to me, we had people in the cabanas that could have come and watched.
Yeah.
But there was no. So I'll say that as a, let's fix that. And it's not that difficult to do.
Yeah.
Every hotel room has got a TV screen in it. What's happening at Sun City this weekend? Put the thing on there with
on the
lineups of the comedians.
Because those TVs are posh.
We've got this media where it's in your room. So now if you're on an I'm on, let's give them 3 of our clips. The guy in his hotel room can watch a clip of you going, hang on a minute, Eric Hansen's here next week.
Yeah, he's here next week.
So all those things are there,
yeah.
But it's someone to take charge of it.
Yeah.
And I know what Sun City people are like. They're like, let me just do my job. They're never going to pop out and say, hey, I'll take charge of this.
Yeah, I'll take charge. No one's
but the media is there. You've got a TV in your room. And it says, go to the
waves,
go eat this food, go to this restaurant.
Yeah.
Why not put the comedy? That's my only criticism of that. Sound wasn't great, but then the band singers after us got the good mics.
Yo, they got such amazing mics.
And then
mics
the guy told
me,
he says, once the mic's on, our mic, nothing else can go on in terms of sound. Because it's through one, there's one output.
Oh, it's one output, yeah.
Now, how's that even possible for a place that's an entertainment mecca?
Like, my God. All you can do is, literally, just give us the mic you're going to give the performer and put the volume on the lowest voice.
Yeah, but that means you couldn't walk onto any intro music.
Yeah, you couldn't. Yeah, that was the shit part.
Was that weird?
Yeah,
I took my cell phone and I played the music onto the mic, which was funny.
Yeah,
but it also made my point. We're saying, listen, there's no music for us to walk on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you do want music to work. It's part of the showbiz strings, I call it.
No, it does.
Kurt Schoonard always speaks about comedy. Don't let them see the strings.
And also,
as soon as they see the strings, they're like, eh.
The illusion's gone.
Yeah,
the illusion's
so
gone.
So let's.
Where did you?
Music.
Where did you walk? Oh, were you hosting?
I was hosting, so I came. I had the microphone and I walked around the place to get people playing pool.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so you had to stop.
You know what?
Pool.
How lucky it is to do a punchline.
Break.
And then I saw these Indian guys playing pool, and I said, "Are you guys betting?"
Yeah.
And they like looked at me like as if to say no, and the one guy nodded his head like this, like they're full on they were betting. So I said, "Do you want to finish playing and we can do the comedy, or should we just do the comedy while you're playing?" So I gave them the option, and they finished up their game and then they came and sat down.
Oh, okay.
So that as a host, that was part of my
job. as a host, you did a good job there.
But jeep, is playing pool while we're doing comedy. I don't know.
It's rough, man.
Do you know there's a heckle from you can't see me. There's a heckle, Martin
John
Davis.
Cena. Yeah,
he says one of my strange heckles. He was standing on stage, he had done 10 minutes, dying slightly, and he heard, and then it was quiet. You know, in those times when either the comedy has to happen, or someone has to laugh.
Yeah, someone has to laugh, yeah.
And
it's
just quiet.
Yeah.
And some guy sighed in the audience. Imagine being heckled by oxygen or carbon dioxide. What is it? Are you
you're the release.
Heckled
by that's carbon dioxide.
But an audible sigh. So that means there's nothing got said, there's no comeback, it's just...
Yeah.
And this isn't the pre-days before social media.
Yeah,
so no one had their cell phones out, couldn't talk, just sighing.
They just had to sit there.
There's nothing, you can't tell me you've had blue circles in
my life. My life has amounted to this moment where I just heard
and
I can't do this.
No, but imagine that guy that's sighing, he's listened to the entire show, taken it in, and he has nothing to say. He doesn't say you're a doers, you suck. He's just... Which I find that happens to me a lot when I talk to people that I don't like. They sigh.
That's cuck.
And then the other one was the guy heckled. He said, "There used to be a pool table here."
Oh yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, I remember that one.
Do you know that Martin Davis? We spoke about it on the show once. I said in Grahamstown, if there's less than 7 people, I'm cancelling the show.
Yeah.
Because Grahamstown's hard, man. You're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was there during the World Cup. So it was
2010.
Soccer World Cup.
Yeah.
So the game, England are playing Italy, and I'm on at 10 o'clock. So I'm not saying that the people that love art aren't watching me playing comedy.
Yeah, playing comedy.
They were watching football.
Yeah.
But I said, if there's less than 7, I'm cancelling the show. 7, exactly 7 people arrive. So I'm like, show must go on.
Show must go on.
And I did the show, and then I thought, like, let's do something cool.
Yeah.
So I said, during the show, Martin Davis was sitting there. He says, oh, come to watch you, mate. Come support you. So during the show, can you do me a favor? He says, what? I said, just pick a time whenever you want behind me. I don't want to know when you're doing it. But just walk naked from one side of the stage to the other side. Just walk across the stage, just like you're going somewhere. Like you live there and you're walking from the lounge to the toilet. So Martin's like, I'll let you know. So he stood backstage. He said he doesn't really want to do it. So he's listening to the show, and obviously he's hearing me kind of dying. I'm going through a bit of a lull.
Yeah.
And then I heard the sound of a belt dropping, like clink. And then 30 seconds later, I could spot, because I didn't see it.
Yeah, but you could see the look on everyone's face is going.
I'm watching them. But you know what the thing is? They watched it happen. Then he disappeared. And that's when the reaction was delayed. No, they didn't do that. They didn't look at his cock or anything. He walked across the stage naked and went backstage, put his clothes back on and stayed there for the rest of the show. The reaction was more like they were nudging each other like this. Firstly, they wanted to know, did I know that he was going to do it? And then they were like, can he do it again? They had missed it. It's like they had missed a naked man, because they were watching me do my comedy, and then all of a sudden it's buck naked. And he's old, eh? There was some wrinkly shit going on.
Yeah, I know. He's
so they were nudging each other and doing things. Oh, we should phone him.
That's funny, man. That's hilarious. Wait, what I wanted
to
ask,
do that for your show one day when you're
Grahamstown. Yeah, you can do that when I'm in Grahamstown. I don't mind.
When I'm 60, I'll walk backstage.
Oh, wait, thank you.
I've got wrinkly balls hanging out.
You're going to, like, I'll be decent. You can wear your underwear and shoes.
I don't have Mark Lotching's number.
You don't? Ah, shit. I was going to ask you, in terms of it being Friday the 13th and everything.
Oh, I don't believe in that shit. But you know what's weird?
There we go. Fuck my
I saw a beautiful lady in a Audi A3 and a Bucky on the side of the highway, and she had crashed into the Bucky. And I could just see on her face, she's standing there in a blue dress on her way to work. It's 7:45.
Yeah.
And she's got full on Friday the 13th face. It's happened.
She's so superstitious.
Literally, she's had an accident on the highway, which is a very high possibility that that's where it would happen. It's not a Friday the 13th thing.
Yeah, that's just the coincidence. Yeah. Coincidence. I was going to ask you, in terms of like comedy, are there any superstitions? Well, not superstitions.
There are some
like
comedians who won't talk to you backstage, eh?
Why?
They will not speak to you. They want their little time. They're in their bubble. They're in
their
zone.
Well, that happens. Like just before you go on stage, yeah. I have that too.
Do you?
Not necessarily. I don't want to speak.
No,
to
I
you.
Do it on it's purpose. I make sure that I bug the comedians just before they go. I'll take them, ask them a question. Like, do you? You know, in Formula One, do they rev the car? Does it help when you rev the car, or is it? Like the light goes from orange to green. Do they know? And then the comedian's just about to go on stage.
And then he's trying to answer you, and he's like, wait, no, what the? Then you go on and die.
Do you have a superstition? Do you like touch a wall or like have a rabbit's foot?
No. I don't know, man. Like I feel like it's weird to go, yeah, this is the thing I need to do before I go on stage. Because if you go to a certain gig and you aren't able to do these things, then you're going to put it on that.
Can you hear the phone ringing?
Yeah. You're going to put your death on that happening.
That's it.
So
rather not. But you don't have any superstitions?
Like getting paid before a gig. I've heard from people. It's me going.
Getting paid before a gig is not good.
Don't give me money for bricks. I have not laid yet.
Is that Nick? Are you there?
I am, yeah.
there he is.
You know when a comedian gets a phone call on a Friday just after 9, you know it's Gas Comedy Podcast, hey? Jeepers, are you in a mine? I'm lucky. We've got a very bad line here, so we're going to phone you back in a few seconds. Can you do me a favor, Nick? Can you WhatsApp me Mark Lotring's phone number?
Yes, sir.
You know when a comedian phones another comedian and asks for another comedian's phone number?
Yeah, and they didn't actually want you on the phone.
But we're going to phone you back after that, because the question we got to ask Mark first and then you.
I'm about to start driving to Joburg now.
Where are you?
I'm in Mpumalanga.
Ayo.
And the signal is super shit here.
Makes sense.
I'm actually amazed. This is the first phone call I've received all week.
So that's us. So that is special.
Yeah.
And that's what the Gas Comedy Podcast is all about. Making special moments happen.
For special comedians.
Aww, you guys are just the best. I'll send you Mark now.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick.
Love you, Nick. Cheers. Up. Drive safely. Bye. See, so there's your we've done a guest already.
Yeah, first guest. yeah. No, I don't know, man. Like the thing is, with getting paid before a gig, for me, it's like you guys are trusting me to be as funny
that's
as a, the amount
that's
of
an
money
Irish superstition, eh, by
is
the way.
It?
Yeah, a lot of Irish comics don't you do not pay the envelope before the gig because you're jinxing the gig. You're almost saying you've been funny, here's your money.
Yeah.
But can I tell you, in South Africa, I really don't mind getting paid before the gig.
Yeah,
because there's been countless times where you don't get paid.
Ish.
You know what the weird thing is? Like I phoned a guy. It was a grand. Now I'm saying that's your average headliner fee.
It's...
And it was like 3 months later, and I said, have you paid it? Because I went through my statement, and you
and
can see the pluses.
Yeah.
The minuses are there. Very easy.
The minuses are strong.
You see the pluses, and you go, it's not there.
Yeah.
Oh, haven't I paid you? So now I'm thinking, but hang on, you're a promoter.
How
surely
you
have
not?
A system.
Yeah, I mean.
So I'm like, and then he said, ah, Dave, you know what? You're a corporate comic. You make a lot of money. It's only 1,000 rand. Let's call it quits, and then next time
that money, motherfucking yes. Pay me, damn it.
You gotta drive to the gig, put some petrol in, maybe, and you took three other comics in the car with you, save them petrol.
No, that was my gig last week Saturday actually. Was what's his name? We're allowed to name and shame now. We can. We're allowed to. Can we?
Just leave Glenbo out of the
chamber. Yeah. No, it wasn't Glenbo.
I've made peace with Glenbo. Kitty Bonnie's also a late
Kitty
player.
Phoned me. No, he phoned me. Not he phoned me. He messaged me on Saturday morning, like 1. No, Saturday afternoon.
So would you rather not get paid at the night before you go?
No. I'd rather get paid directly after. So this is what happened. He phones me and he says to me, look, I need you to do a gig for me at like 8 tonight. Are you going to be available? So I'm like, yo, man, need to go to the club. It's Saturday and it's a sold out show. I don't want to fuck up my job. Because this is what I get paid for. Then he's like, oh, come on, man, please just help me out. You can go through afterwards. You can even perform later after everyone's done their speeches. So I'm like, wait, speeches? He's like, yeah, it's a birthday. Just go through, do the birthday, and then leave. Like,
is this the birthday you died at?
Yes, you don't have to stick around. You can just perform.
No, please don't stick around.
And then you'll be fine. So I'm like, okay, cool. How much are we talking? He's like, no, it's 1,500. So I'm like, yes, I can do this. He's like, yeah, but then you have to do 45 minutes. Then I was like, wait a minute. No. I'm going to do 20 and we'll both be happy, okay? He's like, okay, fine. So I go and I do the gig and I finish and I message him. I'm like, yo, man, I'm done with the gig. Are you going to transfer the money for me? And he goes, no, drive to Parker's. I'll give you your cash. So it's like, now I'm sitting in a nice conundrum where I'm going, either fetch the money right now or never see that money again. So yeah, I drove to Parker's. And I bumped into a primary school crush of mine, which was very happy. She's like, oh my God, I'm seeing you on TV and stuff. You're doing so well. I'm like, yeah, but you missed your opportunity, bitch. I've got another white girl now. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I did bump into her. It was cool. And then I got my money and I went home.
But it's quite weird that you actually mentioned the amount now, so that if SARS were listening, they've got you.
Yeah, no, I said 1,500. Like, it could have been 15 rand.
Oh, I see.
You see
what you did.
SARS, if you want 50, a portion of 15 bucks, I can give you.
I'll get you now.
My Esther is got.
Did you call me Joe?
Skang coins, Joe.
Who should we want people to interact, so there aren't any things coming through, because maybe they don't know the number.
079-748-2090.
I don't know that number.
Must I do it backwards?
No, please, that's going to confuse people even more. Someone did that to me, said, can you do the number backwards? I was like,
I can do the alphabet backwards.
748-2090.
you had to have been in the studio for that one. You literally backwards.
I saw a meme where the kid has got the remote for the aircon, and he's pointing like this, because obviously his grandfather said, when you take the remote, he said, click the power button and point at the aircon. So his kid's got his brother next to him and he's going like this. But he's got the remote here instead of pointing the remote at anyone.
It's like the one of the vacuum cleaner. Have you seen the one of the vacuum cleaner?
No.
Where the lady's busy vacuuming like the corner of the room. And then she like starts vacuuming up into the ceiling.
Yes.
And then she disconnects the thing and she just moves the pipe.
Moves the pipe along.
And then she comes and she connects it again and she carries on vacuuming. I'm like, yo, this is all sorts of fire. My goodness. Yeah. So your guy's gone and he's supposed to be providing us with nice news on this Friday. But
Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Brandon, he's in charge of Breakfast Beer Club, which is right about now.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we're not allowed to drink beer in the
studio.
So what we did was, I drank a lot of beer last night.
So you're just going to give us a
review. And I'll just burp. And then you just smell my breath and we can review it.
Wait, I've got a bottle opener noise just so that it feels right.
I do have a beer here, but what we're going to do is, you're going to pour it in there. All right, so...
But then we'll have to do it afterwards.
No, you'll drink it and then you'll tell me what it tastes like and then I'll go out of the studio while you talk and then I'll have it, okay?
Wait.
Okay, jeez.
I'm kidding. Yeah, no, I believe you.
Are you cool with it?
We can... Yo, do we have to?
We have to have breakfast beer tasting. People listen to the show because of that.
Yeah. Cool. Shit, man, I forgot what this video, the sound clip is called. Wait, I'm going to find it in a second. It's a bot. I know it's a bottle cap noise, just for the sake of the show, so that people know that it's Breakfast Beer Club. Flying in the sky, ecliptic, day by day, dawn.
That's nice, the fact that you're looking
hey,
for...
Hey, we've got a WhatsApp!
Alright, okay, thank God. Is it a tweet? Okay, Dave Levinson, these oaks are seriously funny. I'm in stitches over here. Oh. Jeez, but this is a proper fan.
Yo!
Okay, cool. Who's this guy? His name, but his name's not in.
Yeah, his name's not there.
He's got a name, like Musk. Lusk. No, it's go back, go down. Oh, up, there he is. Tuso. Thank Tuso. You, man.
Thank
I appreciate
you,
it.
Tuso,
I actually got a message
you.
As well on the Facebook saying someone had downloaded the George Michael tribute show, which I don't know if that's what it was called.
Yeah.
But we got that. We got a good tweet saying they enjoyed the George Michael show. So what we're saying is our show is only good if a celebrity dies. Is that your phone? Are you getting
I'm looking for this stone, man. Like I told you, it's a really dope bottle cap noise.
Breakfast Beer Club. We don't have a song for Breakfast Beer Club, so I'm just going to play this song.
The same song.
Play it. Yeah. Okay, there it goes. We'll just put my one off. Are you ready? How's that mix?
Did you hear that? But did you hear that, though?
This is... Can you play it again?
I got compassion. Fuck you quantities. Now what? That makes you uncomfortable.
This one is for all the people at home that don't have beer.
Fuck you and the Range Rover you're drinking on.
Okay, you got to open the beer in the studio next door. Okay, you got to pour it and then taste it and then come back in and then you got to leave one for me.
Okay, but tell stories.
I will tell stories. The way this is that we're not allowed to drink beer in the studio.
We might as well just use one cup, yeah?
Ooh, two comedians, one cup. So what we've got now is the BBC. Okay, it's called Breakfast Beer Club. What happened?
The George Michael tribute show was Dory show, actually. And our guest is standing
outside.
Was it
not us?
The guy that said he was coming. He's
There's a guest?
Outside. Yeah.
Well, why is he outside? I didn't know we had a guest. We have a guest. It's from comedy. That's it. All right, so this is fantastic. Please sit down. Put some headphones on. Now, No Jokes Comedy SMS'd me. I call it SMS because I'm old. But got hold of us on the DM. It got down in the DM. And sit down there. Please speak right into the mic there. You're going to have to tell us who you are. Because I did meet you one night at Parker's. And so you got to hit into the microphone there. That's that big, giant, it's got the thing. So get right up close. And then you bought your own headphones. Or those ours. Okay, put those on so you can hear me talking. There you go. So go inside. What is your name, sir?
Rita Bile. Yeah.
Okay, get in right close there because we need to hear you. So No Jokes Comedy actually retweets this show a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
And also tells people to download it.
Sure.
So that's I appreciate from you. Mm. And the fact is that you, out of your own thing, you're involved in the industry, do bookings, but you love comedy.
Yeah, I love comedy. No, I don't do bookings.
Yeah.
Because there's too much politics.
Yes.
So yeah.
You know.
Well done.
You
know. Yeah. So you, No Jokes Comedy was your idea.
Yeah, basically, No Jokes Comedy, it's my idea. I'm a journalist by profession, you know.
Okay.
And also, I love comedy. And then...
But it's a blog. It's essentially...
Exactly. Okay. No. Like I said, I'm a journalist and also I love comedy. But initially, I wanted to become a comedian. And then I realized that I'm not funny.
Listen, there's a lot of comedians that haven't realized that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys in the dark.
I'm not funny, but I'm a good writer, understand? Then I said, okay, let me use my journalistic skill in comedy, understand? And then I created the site in order to profile local comedians and give them, to raise the standard of local comedy.
I like
comedy,
the way you said to profile them, almost like we're... criminals.
Levinson,
6'4",
caught
Caucasian,
for making jokes about life.
Yeah,
who are hurting people in their funny bones. So now, and your blog,
yeah,
really gets to the heart of it because you don't just do What's happening with your phone, Eric?
Malfunction.
You don't just do a gig guide, which is easy to say to someone, go to Poppy's on a Monday, go to Parker's. You actually get into the thing, talk to the guy, you went to the show, you don't do reviews as such.
Yeah.
But your writing is great because you are a journalist and it comes through on that, on the No Jokes comedy. Why did you call it No Jokes? Because of your failure to be a comedian.
No, we wanted the catchy name.
Okay.
So we decided to come up with the No Jokes comedy.
So people, if you are into this, go to No Jokes. It's nojokescomedy.co.za.
Yeah.
And you've got like a little logo, you've got things. The format of the blog is easy to read.
Yeah.
Do you struggle to get content or comedians like full of shit with giving you stuff and clips?
I ask a number of comedians to send content. But most of them, they're reluctant. They want to be pushed around and so forth. But I decided, okay, let me just use my journalistic skill, you know, and put more content and stuff like that. But having said that, I'm also looking for contributors to the site. So, you know, like you guys, what I want from you is that to send me some clips of you.
Well, we're going to record this. We want a link on there for this because I want people to subscribe to the podcast because that's where the key is. Once you subscribe, we can actually tell clients or something if you want to sponsor, if there isn't one, then we can actually get people. So it's the subscription is better than download.
Yeah.
And that is literally on iTunes.
That's true.
And there's more on like Apod or Acast or things like those cost things. And what's your, when I say real job, how do you earn bucks?
I do other things.
You see, this is interesting. An entrepreneur.
No, I do other things, you know, like...
You dress very well. Can I just point that out?
Yeah,
thank
you. It
was at Parker's, which was a Wednesday night, and you arrived there and you had a three-piece, you had a waistcoat on. Like a forgotten waistcoat, like a man who wears a waistcoat, and it's just a Wednesday.
Yeah.
You went, and I said, did you come from a function? And you're like, you looked at me like, Dave, are you mad? These are my clothes.
You know, Dave, as a marketer, man, you must dress smart. You must look good. You know,
I say that to comedians as well. If you arrive, it's kind of, if you're charging a fee to go and do the comedy, don't arrive there late.
Yeah.
Don't say, sorry, the car train was late.
Yeah.
Get an Uber and get Uber. Uber X, is the one?
Uber Black.
Which is the Lani one.
The Lani one. Uber Black? Yeah, that's
good. Get an Uber Black and arrive there. Then the client's going, yo, this guy's the
money,
shit.
Man. Yeah.
So in a marketer, you wear the clothes, you walk the walk.
Of course. Like I said, you need to dress smart and presentable so that even when you talk, people can take you seriously.
I'm taking you very seriously. This is almost like interviewing Ryan Hardooth. He corrected
all
me
the
four
facts.
Times during the show.
All the facts, my guy. All the facts on earth.
So now, anything, when you said, I want to come on the podcast, what is it that you'd like to tell people, other than just telling them that there is actually a print version of the show, basically, because we talk about comedy, we interview comedians. Do you want us to do a little collaboration that will give you the links to these ones? You do put them up anyway, hey?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm the editor.
Do you like comics? You love comedy, so there must be comics that you dig.
Yes, I do love a couple
Jimmy
of
Jimmy Meraki.
Yes, I
do. Speak about this. Mark Lottering.
Mark Lottering, yes, yeah.
Okay. Who else?
Do
you get to a lot of gigs?
Yeah, I used to do gigs. That's where I met Omtiv.
Yeah, that's where I met this guy, actually. He did No Jokes comedy at the Bannister Hotel.
Yeah, at the Bannister Hotel.
It was crazy for like the first 2 weeks.
What's No Jokes comedy?
People just stopped rocking up.
Did you run a gig?
No, he had a gig at the Bannister Hotel on a Wednesday night.
Yeah. Basically, me running a gig, it was just to get the name out there of No Jokes comedy. Because the only way to get your name out there is to put together an event. Yes. So
I believe in the comedy goes in those three things. You've got to have a scene.
Yeah.
You've got to have a circuit.
Yeah. So me doing No Jokes comedy at Bannister Hotel, it was just a strategic move so that people can able to be familiar with the brand. Understand? So
marketing speak, Palesa.
So
profiling the strategic moves.
Yeah. And then so people started to take notice of the brand No Jokes comedy. Then we went to the site. And then they were asking about No Jokes comedy. That's where we direct them to our website, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and also on the No Jokes comedy, we're not just writing about news only. We also cover the pop side of comedy.
There's a pop side of comedy?
The pop side of comedy. For example, like comedians, they like to look cool on stage.
Do a little bit of best.
Yeah, they want to look cool.
That is so smart. So you're taking facets that are in normal entertainment media, like with singers
and
or
making
things.
Exactly.
So, and Comics Choice Awards, are you involved in that? Do you get tickets to it? Do you believe in it? Do you like awards? Awards are a facet of any entertainment industry.
Yeah, before
Golden Globes.
before I answer the question about what comics are, or they just want to finish the story of.
No, I butt in. You must get used to it.
Yeah, no, that's what it does. You must just wrong and finish your story when it's
yeah.
finished.
Since comedians, they love looking cool on stage, you know, with the nice sneakers and
sneakers
so forth.
And, yeah.
So on the side, we decided to create a new feature. It's called Sneaker of the Week. With a Sneaker of the Week, we look at the.
At the only Donovan's contributed so
yeah.
far.
Donovan Goliath's been
like,
winning.
Sneaker of the Week? What? So I've been waiting for this my whole life. Yes. Yes, my first sneaker I wore when I was 3.
Yeah.
So sneaker, okay, that's cool. So
yeah, Sneaker of the Week.
Like Breakfast Beer Club.
Pardon?
Breakfast Beer Club.
Like, yeah, something like that.
It's a fun thing.
Yeah, and also I ask you to come on board with your brand, the beer.
The beer, yes.
So that's yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe we'll give away some, but the problem is I make a lot of beer, but I drink most of it. So I am the worst brewer in the world because I'm literally getting high on my own supply.
Yeah,
you've tasted my beer.
Yeah, the beer's dope. Pretty dope. Pretty amazing. Yeah. Speaking of beer, that beer outside is weird. It's nice.
Really?
It's like stony ginger beer, but like creamy.
What is it?
And stuff. And
so
I gave up.
You tasted it.
I gave up drinking for 2017, and then I come here
for the whole year.
And I go, yeah. Hey,
but this is beer tasting. You don't have to swallow it. Like it's wine. Do you drink?
I didn't have to swallow. Can I go spit it out?
Yeah, I do.
You don't drink alcohol.
No, I do.
But not on a heavy basis. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're well built and you're in shape.
No, man. The thing with alcohol is that, you know, I do drink, but in moderation. When I stand,
you just seem like I vote
love
for you.
People that say that, man.
Can you run for ANC deputy president?
No.
I drink in moderation.
You can do it. You can say I've got a blog. I know Sneaker of the Week. I'm overqualified for ANC president.
I drink in short pants.
So now, are you
going
to talk? Will you talk to No Jokes Comedy so I can
while
actually go taste the beer and tell people what it's about?
What must I ask him? Give me a question. I'm kidding.
Eric, you wanted the show.
No, man,
I'm going to Australia.
Oh.
Cheers.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting a really rich chick.
Thanks, Dave.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Gas Comedy Podcast will now be run by Eric Janssen. Thank you.
Goodbye. That's funny, man. That's hilarious. So, let's see. In terms of doing gigs, do you find that it's difficult to start up a gig when it comes to, you know, finding a venue, finding comedians that'll perform at the thing if they don't necessarily know what's going on?
For me, it's simple to start a gig, you know, but I just hate the logistics and the politics of it, understand? I' 'd rather do 3 gigs a year, you know, big gigs,
okay.
Understand? A year, or maybe take the idea across the country. That's what I would love. But doing small gigs, I don't want to do that anymore.
So when you say 3 big gigs a year, do you mean like taking it straight to a theater? Or
yeah, a theater.
Straight to a theater?
Yeah, theater at the Dome.
And then when it comes to the lineup, so when you do this theater show, do you book many guys? Do you book few? Or what would you do? What would your model be?
Basically, maybe few are... I'll invite a number of comedians, and then the rest I'll do one-man shows.
One-man shows.
Exactly, because I've noticed that a lot of comedians, they want to do one-man shows, but they don't have the skill, they don't have the know-how. So idea like that can able to help them to have their own one-man show. Because when a comedian think about the one-man show, first thing that comes in mind, oh, I don't have money. Understand?
That's
so,
true, yeah. One-man shows are expensive, yeah.
Exactly. So if you create a platform like that, we can able to help those comedians, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's cool, man. So when you say one-man shows, who, like, specifically, if you had to do one this year, who would you start with to establish the fact that No Jokes Comedy means business?
Obviously, for me, it's all about betting on the underdog, understand?
Okay.
But at the same time, you must realize that with an underdog, sometimes... money, it'll be difficult for
power,
exactly.
Yeah.
So what you do is you mix the two, an underdog and an established comedian.
Oh, so I have the underdog open for the established guy.
Exactly.
Okay.
So in that way, we can able to fund and monetize the project.
Okay.
So that the money that we make from having the so-called established comedians, we can able to pay the underdog, you know.
That's clever. Shit.
Sure.
That's a blazing ass model. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Why didn't I think of this thing? Yeah, but the thing is, do you think it's wise for, speaking like from your perspective,
yeah.
Do you think it's wise for a comedian to run his own show? Like for a comedian to go, look, I found a venue and I want to run comedy nights here.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing because at the end of the day, you need to create your own jobs. Understand? You can't just sit around and wait for your for your phone to ring, you must go out there and create your jobs. If people are not booking you, that means that you need to book yourself. You need to look for a place and then start marketing your event so that you can able to make money. But just sitting around and hoping that your phone is going to ring, rest assured, is not going to pay the bills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but when you say booking yourself, do you feel that you are growing or you're staying in the same place if you're booking yourself? Like let's say normal MCing event.
Yeah.
Like you run a company, there's six of you that MC together, and whenever they phone, you go, I can do the job for you. But there's five other guys that are waiting to work. Do you think it's shooting yourself in the foot, or are you growing by making yourself?
Man, you know, collaboration is gold.
Okay.
I understand. So if you want to succeed in life, you need to collaborate and work with other people. Understand? And so
stop. Collaborate and listen.
Dave is back with some brand new inventions.
That stuff is horrible.
I told you.
What is wrong with people? Why are they making beer?
Ginger with cream,
what does it taste like? Ginger.
It's like ginger.
You know what
beer
it is? It's
like
it's aged.
Stuff.
It's a porter, which is a dark beer, which means it's toasted. They toast the grains a little bit. But it's done in a rum barrel, so they'll leave it in.
No wonder it has.
They'll leave it in there for a few weeks. So it tastes of the fruit.
Yeah, it tastes like babalas.
It's pretty hectic, man. Wow.
No, okay. No, that's cool, man. Shit, that's blazing. So yeah, what we do with all our guests is, starting this year, we make you pick three random numbers and we ask you a question that is on that number. So one number.
It's not actually true. We've never done this.
Yeah, we did this last week, damn it.
We
did that with Lloyd last week.
Okay.
Yeah. So pick a number between 1 and 800.
5.
Okay. Question number 5 says, what is your favorite color and why is it your favorite color?
It's so fucking boring.
No, he chose 5, not me, nigga. I'm just here to read the question.
Okay, I like purple.
It's the color of sexual frustration.
You know the difference between blue and purple?
I like purple.
The grip.
Why is purple your favorite color? That is such a fucked up joke.
The color purple.
I look cool in purple.
Oh, okay.
And also, I love the
it's 11,
the movie
David. The color purple.
The movie, the color purple. I also like it.
Okay. Cool. That's an acceptable answer.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Second number between 1 and 800. That isn't 5.
8.
Why are you choosing such low numbers? You have a variety.
No. These numbers are very special to me.
Very special numbers.
Very special. Yeah.
Okay, question 8.
Yeah.
This is, where are you from? Originally.
I'm from Limpopo.
Yeah.
There's a place called Leboeng.
Yeah.
That's where my folks originate.
Okay.
And then I've moved to Benoni.
Benoni. East Rand.
East Rand. Woo! Represent for the Fox Bugs.
Represent East Rand.
Okay.
So yeah, Alfred Agents joined us. I don't know if you can hear us in your ears. Alfred.
Hello.
Ah.
I can hear you.
Uncle
the reason
Elves.
Why I'm phoning Rich is because he's also a sneaker aficionado.
Yeah.
Because we spoke about that earlier. Are you an enthusiast?
Yeah.
Or an aficionado? Or a fan?
Or a potato?
Yeah.
Or a mango?
Alfred?
I am a fan, I'd say. Aficionados, guys that fucking get a specific type of sneaker. I'm not a queuing guy. Me, you'll never catch me in a queue 7 o'clock.
Oh, the ones where they release them, like when Apple releases a product and the guys stand around the block.
Yes, never be.
Do we have
guy.
A sneaker? What do you? I think you know what? Donovan called himself a sneakerphile.
Sneakerhead.
No, he said sneakerphile, and I thought like that's a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking the shoes?
Sneakerphile sounds a bit dodgy.
Okay.
I would never call myself a file of anything.
Yeah,
but
no,
I mean, behind your back, I do. I call you that, so that's fine. But now, so Alfred, listen.
The other things we say, what?
Let's welcome. Let's welcome Alfred Adrian to the Gas Comedy Podcast. Sorry for waking you up. What are you doing?
Hello.
Oh, sorry for waking you up. Are you busy? What are you doing now?
Yes, no, I just woke up.
You do sound like you're just waking up. We've realized now that it's hard to be funny at half past 8 in the morning.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah, I know, it's tough. Well, for some people, I'm not going to mention names, it's tough to be funny at 11 o'clock at night, too.
At all.
at all. You know, some of the comedians there, we know.
Listen, if you're going on stage at 11 o'clock at night, you can only be at Ozone.
Yeah, he's talking about me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's 4 to 7 or 11. Some people will never be fun. But that's not.
No, you can name and shame because no one listens to the podcast.
Alfred, Alfred said off air, he said, oh, who's listening to your mother? I'm not even my mom listens to this. She doesn't know
parents.
How the internet works.
No parents.
So, Alfred, have you been working yet? Because it's the beginning of the year. Have you got the lurgy? Have you got the cobwebs out of your system on the first gig?
Yeah, no, listen, I've been working, baby. Alfie does 2017 now.
Did you just call me baby?
Stay focused.
Yeah, I called you baby.
Can I call you Snookums? Alfred,
call
Adrian.
Me whatever you like. You can call me whatever you like, my friend.
Okay. Yeah, baby.
There we go. Everyone heard that.
As long as you keep on calling me for shows.
What did you do? What shows did you do? Let's talk about them.
I did so far. I've done the Sun City gig.
Okay, I did that as well on Wednesday.
How was it?
Did you go to the strip club?
Yeah.
You're two loaded questions.
I went there. It was cool. They laughed. They couldn't get enough of me.
Where, at the strip club or the comedy club?
The strip club or at the...
No, both actually.
You gave
both
off yourself.
They couldn't get enough of me. I didn't have to pay even, like I didn't even have to pay.
Yes, it's lucky.
I did Parker's into the new year, so I've been busy.
Okay, I did Parker's up to Christmas Eve. And then Cape Town, and then I also did that Sun City gig. It's a hectic little drive. Did you go with other comics?
Yes, I drove down with Ebenezer Dibakwan.
Okay. Because I want to start putting little recording devices in the car on the way there. Because I feel that that's the funniest part of the show.
I think that's actually a very good idea. Because I think we speak about it. You find out, like, in those things, you find out how serious the comedians are. Yeah.
Talk into your phone. Are you getting dressed
phone.
Now or what?
No.
Tell me you're having a pee. I bet you put the phone under your shoulder like that.
Yeah,
that and you just took
shoulder,
a piss.
Yeah, move.
That's how you
respect
the
hear,
show.
Listen, you just want to hear dirty things for your memory banks for later.
And then you pee against
like
the side of the toilet.
Assuming I have a memory bank. Now, the reason why I'm phoning you, so you've done some gigs, and the sound of you pissing is going to be the highlight of our podcast.
Yes.
Then,
Is it just you and Eric in there?
No, but I've
got a guest
here. We've got a guest. No Jokes Comedy Blog.
But it's fine.
It's making you feel bad.
Who else is in it?
Do you know No Jokes Comedy? Retabili's here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's here.
And he's the one who said a lot of he's trying to do stuff on the blog that's just fun, and they've got on the No Jokes Comedy Sneaker of the Week. So we're gonna hijack his concept, and what is the Sneaker of the Week in your cupboard? Sneakers are big.
I don't have. I do Sneaker of the Day.
What are you wearing today, Alfred Adrian? Seems you've run out of topics.
Well, I haven't planned out my outfit yet. So
are you still barefoot?
Have you seen what Eric and I are wearing? Wearing matching Star Wars gear.
Matching Star Wars t-shirts, just because
you. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. I have more respect for you because you have Star Wars gear.
Oh, thanks, man.
So do you plan your outfits? Because we were talking about comedians other than comedy. Because it's a bit boring talking about gigs and all this. So we want to find out what are your interests? So I make beer. Is it just sneakers or have you got other interests other than comedy?
No. Dude, I'm going to sound pretentious, but I'm actually quite fond of, and this sounds very grown up, I watch a lot of TV, fond of documentaries.
Right.
Sneakers is a big thing. Okay. And if I had a lot more money, I would be into property like crazy.
Do you want to buy them and rent them out or just sit on a property?
Yes, I have. I rent out one.
So you've actually got a property. You've gone into like proper...
Yes.
Mature shit.
5 years ago.
I've got a monopoly board if you...
But Eric, you should be listening. You should be giving... Do you think you should give advice to other comics and say, listen, guys, get a medical aid, get a RA, get all these things that you, the human beings out there have got?
Listen, I wasn't going to leave my day job without a medical aid and an RA.
What was your day job? Where were you? You were in sales or something?
No, I was in marketing. I was a marketing... I'll give you my old title. It sounds very fancy.
Go.
I was the marketing manager... for Africa and the Middle East for a braking company, which is Frodo Brakes.
Those are the best brakes.
Fancy.
I've stopped drinking alcohol, and now I drink brake fluid. But listen, I can stop whenever.
I
drink brake fluid.
Another victim.
I'm also reading a book called The History of Super Glue. I tell you, Alfred, I can't put it down.
This is ridiculous.
So now listen, so property and then also invest. So you're a little bit of a, besides comedy, you're watching the stock markets and that kind of stuff.
No, I'm not that guy. Stock markets, I tried. It's fucking boring. I can't do anything, and I refuse to do anything that I don't find interesting.
So even this interview, you're busy, you're like wrapping it up.
like thinking
yeah,
of.
No, so not, listen, yeah, get back to it. Oh. Richard Billy, what sneaker of the day, sneaker of the month on this what site? No, you got of the week. What is the sneaker? No, I'm talking to Retibu now. He's going to tell us the sneaker.
He's
going to
tell us
no jokes
sneaker.
Comedy.
We've got
okay, let's go.
The new Jordan. We've got the new Jordan.
Jordan, like those Jordan shoes, those that old people wear to weddings.
No.
Do you remember those shoes with a zip on the side?
Yeah, those were.
Okay, you're talking Michael Jordan.
There's a new, of course, yeah.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
He's very alive. Who's and the first billionaire out of sneakers.
Yeah.
He made money out of sneakers.
Of course.
I'm stopping here.
Michael
beer.
Jordan
but he's also an athlete.
The highest grossing sneakers in the world for sneaker endorsements.
Okay, but I'm sure he doesn't make them. He's got Chinese people making them.
No, he doesn't make them. The funny thing is that Adidas was going to sign him, and they didn't. And then they said, oh, no, this guy looks like he's going to be average in the NBA because he's not got the height of the other players. And then the guy became a dominant force, and Nike had signed him, and then the Air Jordan made $1 billion revenue business out of that.
But he doesn't get all of that. He's obviously just he's the endorsement. He doesn't get all the money from every shoelace.
No, he doesn't get everything, but he stole.
You know that my grandfather invented Velcro?
Really?
Nah.
Why do I smell? It smells like glue in there again.
But Alfred, can I be honest with you? In terms of the show, we want you. Can you take over? Like from 5 to 10, we're gonna do business. Business as usual.
Five
okay.
to ten in
on a Friday.
In the afternoon.
On a Friday morning.
Friday morning, 5 to 10. Can you be our business consultant? Because your facts are interesting. I like the fact that you speak in real terms. You weren't bullshitting. You're telling not like me.
Yeah.
So can we get you on the show as our business consultant?
Yes, I'll come in. I'll speak a lot of shit, but away. I'll come in.
No, I can phone you. You don't have to come in. I've realized comedians don't like traveling.
No, bra in. No, me stupid.
Do you want to come in, Alfred? Time.
Oh,
shit.
I'll come in every now and then.
Right. Yeah, that's a good
can you? That's all right, so the sneakers, so the Jordan, Retabili, the Jordan's the sneaker of the week.
Yeah, the Jordan 5. Go to
for
our
me,
website
with sneakers, I like things where people like to... Oh no, sneaker fans like Donovan. Donnie's got sneakers in his house that he's never worn. That
hold on, just wait right there. Step back a bit. You called him Donnie.
Donnie, yes.
Yeah. When we talk about Donovan Goliath, are we all allowed to call him Donnie?
Yeah, we can call him Donnie.
So he's got how many? He's got a proper collection. That guy's a little bit obsessed.
So if you speak about, let's just talk about Jason and Donovan. Jason's got, I think, about 80 pairs of All Stars. He's got a shoe rack.
Yeah, he does.
And then. Donovan's got collector edition sneakers that's worth $5,000 or $6,000.
Still in the
to
box.
Find out where he lives, you can rob him, eh?
It's still in the box, eh?
I can tell you where he lives.
Still in the box.
Where does he
that
live?
That is what they call a sneakerhead. Yeah. A guy that buys a pair, buys two pairs of sneakers. He buys one pair
with
his limited edition, and he wears the other pair. And then there's guys that buy three pairs. They put it into a rack somewhere, forget about them, and wear them in 10 years.
Well, there is a guy that I saw on one of those collection things on Discovery where he's had to rent a warehouse. Because
that's
of
crazy,
his collection.
Man.
And his mom's also said, you gotta move out, man. You gotta get a life.
there's guys that, and this also goes back to, if you do the stuff you love to do, you can turn out money out of it.
That's it.
There's guys
but
that
Alfred
sell
Adrian,
sneakers out for a living.
Oh, sure.
But on the internet, there's a lot of stuff. Now, we need to tell you that we have to go home now.
We have to wrap up. It's finished.
Okay. But I like the fact that you came to us with real information because this is what's missing from this podcast.
We
and
like
then we want to thank the people. Chris Forrest is on
WhatsApp.
Cusper's show later.
No, man.
You need to speak to Chris. Chris Forrest is a huge property guy.
Ah, there
okay,
we go.
Okay, cool. We'll get him on as well. And then Sneaker File, someone says, Sneaker File sounds tacky.
That's probably Pfeffersen. Away Pfeffersen with your lecker puns.
Sounds a little Michael Jackson-y.
Okay. But now listen, we want you back on the show for business. And then if you do, also on Fridays, just WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090. Okay, Alfred.
Cool. Every Friday
at 9 o'clock.
Please, can you wake up on Friday? Because I did phone Donovan before you,
Every time I'll be groggy.
Away.
Everyone's groggy at this time. Yeah. I phoned Donovan before you for the sneaker file. So Nicholas. Thank you very much, Alfred. Adrian, say goodbye.
Cheers,
man. And then nojokescomedy.co.za for the blog.
Yeah, of course. They should just go to our site, nojokescomedy.co.za. Follow us on Twitter @nojokescomedy. Instagram, nojokescomedy.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Dope stuff.
Okay, cool. And then you, Eric, what are you doing? Say goodbye?
Yeah, I'm having an interview on YFM tomorrow morning.
A real radio station.
Yes, a real radio station. Probably getting a job,
okay,
too.
Okay, so listen to YFM tomorrow morning.
No, tomorrow at 2. Tomorrow afternoon,
no
2
one
p.m.
listens at 2.
2 p.m.
All right, but thank you for listening
sucks.
To the Gas Comedy
yeah,
Podcast.
Thank
we
you for
tasted
listening.
The Innocent Gun Rum Oak
and
Aged Porter.
Awkward.
And it was fruity and honey. It tastes like honey and ginger beer.
Creamy.
Yeah, man, just one more thing.
Yes,
If you're a writer out there, you want to contribute to our site, please get in touch with us.
Please.
You know,
No Jokes Comedy. You can DM and you can Instagram.
Yeah, just go to contact and
just contact.
And drop us
Thank
a mail.
You.
Slide in our DMs. Yeah. We
Sliding
love you.
Out into the DMs.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Cliffcentral.com.